The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For the last few lectures, we've talked about the different tricks that shaitan uses. And in this lecture, I want to look at how to fight off shaitan. So how do we practically demonstrate to God that we are seeking His protection? So the first thing, number one, is faith, right? I have to increase my faith in God. And I have to believe that it's only God who can protect me. The second way, the second component of isti'adha is obedience to God, right? This goes hand in hand with faith, yeah? Like we cannot have good faith if that good faith is not matched with obedience to God. Yeah? It can't be. I think we trick ourselves so many times, right? Like this adage, and we talked about this in the past, you know, that like Allah knows my heart is good. No, man, doesn't work like that at all. At all doesn't work like that, right? If your heart was good, if my heart was good, I would do what God wants me to do with it, right? But the fact that I don't do what God wants consistently, it means my heart needs improving. Nothing wrong with that. It's good to know when we have to improve, right? And so obedience, like whenever you read the Quran, read it anytime. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Yeah? The people who are successful are those who believe and do good deeds. Not just people who believe and say, "Bas, I know my heart is good." No, you have to back it up with action, right? And so obedience goes hand in hand with faith. And that's the second component, right? What we have to realize, and what we talked about in the past as well, is that shaitan has no physical authority over me, right? So shaitan cannot grab my hand and take me to haram. He can't do that. And so what that means is that when I do something haram, I choose to do something haram. It's my choice, right? And this is why Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ. He says, indeed, His authority is only on those who take Him as an ally. Subhanallah. And so when you look at shaitan and obedience, why obedience is so important to God is because no one is forcing me to be disobedient. I choose to be disobedient. And that disobedience does not tell God that I'm serious about the protection that I need. And so number one, faith. Number two, I back it up with obedience. The third is taqwa. Right? Again, like I said, I'm not going to tell you anything new today. Taqwa. Right? A higher level of faith. Taqwa is what? Taqwa is a sense of always being in the remembrance of God and recognizing my shortcomings that take me away from God. That's what taqwa is, right? Taqwa is to always be mindful of God while at the same time recognizing the shortcomings that take me away from God, right? It's like a house. I was trying to think of an analogy. Like if you look at a house, like our house, the house is pretty much fortified 75% of the place. There's walls here and like, you know, it's pretty secure. The only places where we put cameras are where? Right? Like the front door, back door, garage maybe, right? Where there is a possibility of weakness. That's what taqwa is with us, right? Like there are things that don't bother me. You know what I mean? Like that I'm not affected by. It doesn't mean that one day I can't be, but it doesn't bother me. But there are things that I know about myself that, man, I gotta be on guard. I have to be on guard, right? Like certain things that maybe tempt me, maybe because of my past, maybe because I like these things and I have to fight it. And those are the things that I have to know what my weaknesses are. And the more I am aware of my weaknesses, and when I back that up with avoiding those things, man, the help of God is there, right? Like I can't be like, this is my weakness, so ya Allah, I'm doing it. You know, that's how we react sometimes, right? Like, Allah, you know I'm weak at this. What can I do? Yeah? No, it doesn't work like that. Like, ya Allah, you know I'm weak at this, so I'm going to go to bed early so I don't do this. Right? Then Allah be like, man, I got you. I have you. Because Allah says that in the Quran, right? Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. That whenever the whisperings of shaitan come to you, seek the protection of Allah. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, He is all-hearing and knowing. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Yeah, and those who have taqwa, right? إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That those who have taqwa, when the whisperings or impulses of shaitan comes to them, they remember Allah and Allah gives them insight. Yeah, subhanAllah. It's there. Just think of our weaknesses and fight them. And God will help us the rest of the way. That's number three, taqwa. Number four, tawakkul. Right? And again, each one of these could be a series. Right? Each one of this is absolutely can be a series. But I'm just giving you cliff note versions today. To put our trust entirely on Allah. Right? Allah again says in the Quran, فَإِذَا قَرَعْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. That when you recite the Quran, seek the protection of Allah مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ. That indeed shaitan does not have authority عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Those who believe in God and those who do tawakkul of Allah. They put their trust in God. You know, putting our trust in God, like when we turn to God and say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان, like I'm literally, that is what trust in God is, isn't it? That I say, man, I trust you. No one else can help me, so help me, right? But what we also have to understand about tawakkul, you know, is that like oftentimes like we do tawakkul with already a goal in mind. You know what I mean? So like, I want this job, ya Allah, tawakkaltu. That's not tawakkul, right? God's not our servant like that. To say, I want this job, go get it for me, I trust you. And that's what I do to you, yeah? That's what you do to me, right? Like, when this is done, I trust you, you'll do it for me. You know? That's not how it is with God. When I say I trust you, it means that whatever then happens, I trust you. Right? I trust you at the end. Yeah? So that's tawakkul. We have to keep that in mind. Don't plan the end and then give it to God. No. Do everything you can, then say, if it happens, I'm good with it. If it doesn't, I'm good with it. Tawakkul too. Yeah? This is how I put my trust. And the last thing is sincerity. Ikhlas. These five things are the first branch of isti'adha. Yeah? This is really important. So again, like next time I say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, man, realize that this is not a small statement. But it needs to be backed up with action. And the more I back it up with these five things, I'm going to repeat them. Faith, obedience, taqwa, tawakkul, and sincerity. These are like five pillars of everything, isn't it? Like of all aspects of faith. But if I have this, then I have finished or accomplished the first rukn of isti'adha. And then tomorrow, inshallah, if God gives us life, we will discuss the second rukn of isti'adha. And when we put it together, we're going to have something magical, inshallah, to fight off shaitan.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.